the morning with some judges judging the Curry Chef of the Year Awards with Richard Curtis from Northampton College. Richard, you used to teach me many years ago.
I did indeed.
Was I a good pupil?
Fantastic.
Oh, I love the way he says that. I was always terrified of you, actually. Richard, we've had four top chefs here, really, because of these Northampton Chef Food and Drink Awards 2011-2012. What did you think of the day?
I thought the day went pretty well. I thought there was a vast improvement in hygiene on previous years. I think they beginning to understand what the customer wants and what was wanted from this competition. It was an improvement, which is nice to see.
Because one of the things people think you're judging on is taste alone, but in actual fact, that's just part and parcel of it. In reality, we're looking at everything that makes a chef, aren't we?
Yeah, we're not judging the dishes in the restaurant. Otherwise, we could go and sit in the restaurant and eat it. What we're judging is skills and development and innovation and things like that.
Graham, you run this competition. How much effort and time goes into putting this together?
Oh, the Mallows Company, we're running these events and we have an immense amount of effort involved and technical difficulties to overcome in getting four top chefs into one room to cook. It sounds very easy to do. It does sound very easy to do, but it is really quite a challenge, which we're happy to pit ourselves against.
So it's been quite a morning. We've eaten 16 different dishes.
Well, you have.
I certainly have. It's heavenly. I can't think of anything better. I love doing this this job. So 16 different dishes, ranging from Northern Indian, Bengali, Nepalese, and some influence have been in there. These are all Northamptonshire curries, though, curry and curry chefs.
In essence, this is Northamptonshire. These curry chefs are probably the best in their field. And Northamptonshire isn't currently recognised as widely as it should be for the quality of the curries that are on offer here.
It is true, there's some absolutely delicious curries. Now, the award ceremony for these for the winner is in September, the beginning of September?
1st of September at Holmby House, yep.
And what does it mean for a curry chef to win? What does that bring to them?
Obviously, there's the kudos involved in being the winner. But more importantly, from the venue's perspective, from the chef's perspective, is that they can say that they are the Curry Chef of the Year and the venue benefits from increased trade.
So there is a huge financial bonus in being the winner.
Absolutely. We know that from last year. We know that from the other awards winners and the other categories.
And does this step up people in Northamptonshire perhaps coming out more often for a curry? Is that one of the things that happens?
It seems to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed today. Thank you very, very much for asking me to judge. It's been one of the, well, from last year, it's been an incredibly tough competition, absolutely delicious. And in fact, any four of our finalists, I wouldn't hesitate to eat in any of their restaurants. I was absolutely blown away. Thank you for asking me.
Well, on behalf of Northamptonshire Enterprise Partnership and the Mallows Company, we're very happy to have had you.